Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
First this afternoon, though, the death toll from yesterday's series of powerful earthquakes that struck central Turkey and northwest Syria has reached 5,000, with the World Health Organization warning that that number could reach 20,000 as rescue efforts continue to rescue those trapped under rubble and collapsed buildings. For more, we're joined from Turkey by Jasper Mortimer, who's a freelance journalist. Jasper, you're very welcome to the programme. And thank you for giving us your time. You're currently in the Turkish city of Adana, is that right? About 200 kilometres from the epicentre of yesterday's first earthquake, which had a magnitude of 7.8, I believe. How badly hit was Adana?
Well, it wasn't as badly as some of the other cities.
I hope we can re-establish that line. That line has dropped, it seems.
Story building. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. The line dropped for just a moment. Continue.
All right, look. Devamet. Look, I'm sorry about that. I think we were passing a building and that interfered with the signal. Right, to go straight ahead. I was at the site of a collapsed building that was 14 stories high. And at 17 minutes past four, before dawn yesterday morning, it became no higher than two stories. It concertinaed. And today there were about 100 rescue workers clambering over it, passing lumps of concrete from hand to hand. They were also directing winches down, and they were putting the winch ropes, tough canvas straps around large slabs of concrete and winching the slabs of concrete off the site. They weren't using excavators or bulldozers for fear that people were trapped alive underneath. Occasionally they would stop work and try and call out for anybody underneath the rubble to make a sound to alert them to their presence, and they would listen. Everybody had to shut up. Even journalists around the site had to stop talking. And then after a pause of about 5 minutes, they would continue working. What struck me was the grief of people coming out. I saw one woman in hysterics, and a man who was cut up, red-eyed and a grimacing face. They'd both just heard that a relative of theirs had died, and they were just overwrought.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that the weather is hampering rescue efforts, Jasper.
Yes, in other parts of the disaster zone, it certainly is. It's been snowing in Karaman, Marash, and Malatya. Here in Adana today, we had sun. But the weather, I don't think it hampers work so much because, the rescue workers are extremely determined and they're all wearing heavy anoraks and some of them are wearing gloves. Many of them are wearing helmets. They work whatever the conditions. Mm-hmm. But these temperatures, which go down to freezing at nighttime, certainly pose the risk that those people who are alive under the rubble can freeze to death. One young girl who was pulled out alive was hypothermic. She was trembling. She was so cold. And the rescue worker was holding her hand as if to try and inject some warmth into her.
And speed is of the essence, obviously, in the aftermath of an earthquake in normal conditions. But when the weather is harsh as you describe, it's even more so of the essence. That's why, I suppose, partly why the Turkish president has announced a three-month state of emergency. So the next days and hours are important, but this is a long road to recovery here.
Yes, look, thousands of buildings have been wrecked. They've either concertinaed, a total collapse, or they've been rendered uninhabitable. And that means there's an awful lot of rubble to clear away. And when you're working on it gingerly, so as not to kill anybody underneath the rubble, it's going to take weeks to clear all this. But it does mean that as they slowly clear the rubble, they're going to find more dead bodies and casualty tolls will rise.
And as bad as it is in Turkey, and it is catastrophic, it's almost worse, is it not, in Syria, where infrastructure and services are incoherent or not there at all and ravaged by war the country has been over the last while?
Yes, that is certainly the case. And the other aspect of the Syrian situation is that because of its civil war, it's not getting anything like as much attention as Turkey is getting. Are you allied to the rebels or are you allied to the government? Mm-hmm. And aid isn't going to pass over the ceasefire lines. The Syrians are certainly the neglected victims of this earthquake.
Okay, well, Jasper Mortimer, freelance journalist in Turkey, in Adana, thank you very much indeed for joining us and giving us that update. Mexico, it seems, which is prone to earthquakes itself, is now sending 16 of its famous rescue, search and rescue dogs to Turkey to help with efforts there. And as we say, we will continue to update you on the death toll. Sadly, gone beyond 5,000 souls now in Turkey and Syria as a result of those earthquakes.